There's Jakub Dobysz coming off his first series victory. And at the other end, it's Alex Lyon, and away we go. And Craig Simpson, the top line for the consecutive games, 3, 4, and 5 against Boston up top. And now down low it comes, Sharkhagel, and the mask comes off. Dobysz, 7 hero, second career playoff game-winning goal. And he'll feed it back. Lead Hudson to the net. Off the post. Hudson comes close. It'll come back to Matheson, flipping it through.
That Hudson clearly was looking for early on, decided that the quick shot almost beat the Buffalo goaltender.
Lane Hudson didn't get credited with a shot in Game 7. He had 5 shot attempts. A stumble here. Trouble. Bends it in. And Dobysz scores. Josh Doan.
Game can change. An offensive zone face-off, you're thinking offensive play, right? Instead, you get a little bit of a stumble. Typically, Montreal has been delivering the shooter to the goaltender, and there in the middle, watch how early he goes down and doesn't take away the pass. Dobson just a little bit too early, no chance whatsoever. Hudson can't come back. The frustration of the
4:31 time of the Doan goal, his second of the postseason, scored in Game 4 in Boston. Here's Cole Caulfield firing that off the shoulder of Lyon. Here's Gouley up ahead off Texier at the Buffalo line. Anderson charging in, gets it ahead of Timmons. Anderson in front, Doan Ross
to create a chance, and it's Josh Anderson from behind. There's the first big,
sends it off the skate to Texier, neatly gathering that back in. Texier, Hudson right on, a rebound, hit front. Buffalo escapes, and now they've got the puck with Dahlin, dropping it off, Green, and Dobysz kicks that away with traffic on the doorstep as Dahlin moved up. Caden Gouley will swing it deep, in behind the net is Evans. Evans looks to center, and Lyon again, as the Canadians are finding open men. And it comes back to Byram, midpoint. Over on that far side. Now they work it down low. Benson gives it back. Here comes the, well, the pass across is the front of the puck scores. Finally, breakthrough on the power play.
You know, just keeping this play alive. The little triangle down low to the bumper, and it looks like it goes right through the legs of Hudson again. He looks skyward, unable to get control of it. As he's falling down, Benson does an excellent job. Just slides it across, and you can see Dobysz lost his balance one way, tried to keep the pad across, and as he's sliding to his right, McLeod able to put it up.
Paige Thompson. Great ball on the boards, but gets away from Bellino. Centers that to backhand by Dahlin, and Dobysz. Demidov up with the puck, and he'll flip it away. Maybe a break, a 2-on-1. In comes Evans, off the post. It went through.
Again, aggressive plays in the offensive zone. An odd man rush coming back the other way. There's a great example of delivering the shooter to the goaltender. Afterwards, Dahlin takes the interference call, but that one slides through the arms of Alex.
They get within one. Looking for that power play magic they had in Game 1. It's Slafkovský bouncing it. It'll be Caulfield across. Lane Hudson again. Caulfield tracked by Malenstein. Swung low for Slafkovský to the net. Scores! Nick Suzuki and the Canadians cut the Buffalo lead in half.
So important here. You know, you don't get the setup you necessarily want, but then when there's a broken play, always get it to the net. Slafkovský with his head up. Suzuki there on the doorstep, and he's right there. Just a great play by Slafkovský. Watch Lyon. He takes a quick peek to look, and then he's got to respect that Slafkovský might go short side right on the doorstep. Greenway points, but he doesn't take it away. You see the late stick by Power allowing. This Montreal team going through a 7-game series against a veteran Tampa team, they've learned a lot through that, and I think it allowed them to survive that first period, and now you're back into a tight hockey game, something Kurt said they're pretty used to dealing with in that first round.
First time Alex Lyon has conceded a first period goal in these playoffs. And Benson, a change direction, and alertly kicked away by Dobich.
Sabres were outscored 6-1 in the second period in their series against Boston. Just one second period goal. Greenway's in. Scores!
Greenway has scored in this building this season.
It's his first and 40, and just a simple play, a bit of a bad change, creates that gap in front. And you can see the reaction of Dobish. Not only does he have the two bodies in front of him, but then Carrier, who's right in front of Greenway, can't get a piece of it, goes through the body and then underneath the glove. And get back to playing like you have all playoff.
Mitchell put on goal, loose in front, and Lyon got a glove on that with Suzuki off the skates of Texier. Timmons ahead, gets past Dobson, away goes McLeod, and in front, right off the bar!
Dobson here doesn't get the puck, does allows it to go back, and now again, another odd man rush that ends up...
McLeod gets it back from Benson. Byram, he'll fire it, and Dobish able to stop it and cover up.
So Mike Matheson out to try and finish the kill. He's averaged over 5 minutes of penalty kill time per game so far in these playoffs.
Byram with the shot, scores! It's another power play goal!
You gotta think, does Marty St. Louis think at all about Dobich? There's only 9 shots on goal. Doan with just perfect positioning in front. Look at the timing of that shot by Byram. He's got his head up the whole way. And as soon as Dobich looks to his left, he shoots the puck back the other way. A great view of it there. There's no chance. All Byram has to do.
Turning away from Samuelson. Hudson. Suzuki. Lane Hudson. Debbie Dobb in front, and that went off the stick. It's Slavkovsky and Lyon. Suzuki gets it back. 11 minutes into the second. Canadians try to cut into a Buffalo lead. Debbie Dobb! Josh Norris over the line. Puts on the brakes. Trying to turn away from the checking of Deneau. Dahlin slaloms in and sends that high.
That one that hit the post.
Side of that, yeah.
The side of the cage. Zucker again. Jack Quinn, he'll fire it, loose in front. One play at center to get off. In behind the net it goes, Greenway in front. And Dobich, still loose. Dahlin a whack at it. Dobich down and in.
Fighting through the rebounds. Gets out aggressively, able to keep that pad anchored to the ice. What a toe save right there.
Play it ahead, it's chopped in by Norris. Now Carrier. Nice pass ahead, Moleto over the line. His shot into the glove.
You know, you just played 7 games against basically the same guys and the same type of system. You got to react to the change as quickly as you can. Try to keep yourself into the game here.
On Connor Timmins, Bulldurk along the boards. Timmins works it ahead. Buffalo gets out. Over skating at Thompson. Back in. Kirby Dock. And lined out. Rebound. Scores. What a play! Kirby Dock! And the Canadians get one back!
Team on when nothing's happening. How about a turnover? Thompson can't get control. And how about this individual effort? Falling down as he's going. Couldn't make the pass across, but Dock stays with it. I mentioned that big goal by Dock in Tampa Bay 11 seconds after Tampa scored.
Josh Anderson. Works the backhand ahead, Deneau over the line. Here's Deneau on his backhand off the side of the cage. Well, here we go, third period. A 2-goal Buffalo lead. Some late second period momentum. Slavkovsky took a heavy hit, but a chance. Caulfield swung it across. That hits Samuelson to the far side. Noah Dobson's got it. And a one-timer, Suzuki, a change up that floats high. Here's Caulfield in front, and Lyon.